How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends. Me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And now we're going to talk to you about the EU debate.
The EU debate.
We don't really know that much about it.
No, what we have is we have a lot of opinions.
A lot.
So many opinions.
A lot of opinions.
And almost none of the facts.
Pretty much no, zero facts. But I feel like that's no different to the rest of the debate.
Well, exactly.
Am I right?
Like, am I right, guys? Guys, am I right?
A lot of questioning about the reliability of some of the figures being bounded around.
Yeah, I think so.
There's something about the £350 million a day or something.
Well, my £350 million a day. And then it was like, oh no, that's a week. Oh no, it's a month. It keeps changing.
Because it's not taking into account the fact that we actually get a rebate on that money. Blah, blah, blah. But it's interesting, isn't it? And I think, I haven't really given it that much attention.
Are you going to vote?
Yes, yeah, I vote. I always vote.
Me too.
Because...
It's important, right?
It's important.
Guys.
And, our forefathers fought for it. That's the thing as well. Like, a lot of people don't realise that for most men, they weren't able to vote until the sort of late 1800s.
Yeah, because it was only like rich men.
You could only, if you owned land. And that really didn't sort of balance out until after the First World War.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah. It didn't really, you didn't have universal suffrage for men until after the First World War.
And then for women, it was much later.
It was after the First World War for women over 30, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
1919. And then I think it was equalised to 21 in 1930.
I think.
I'm probably getting that wrong. There's a lot of people going, no, how dare you?
How dare you, Thomas?
But I think
We've
all seen that. But I think it's interesting that, it's interesting to acknowledge that a lot of working class people were not given, the majority of people couldn't vote.
Yeah.
Until much, much more recently in our history than
And now a lot of people don't vote.
And then a lot of people don't bother, yeah.
I think it's because they feel so, disenfranchised from people that went to Eton.
Well, yes, there's that, yeah. A lot of that. I had a dream about Zach Goldsmith last night. Gosh, I've just realised.
Tell me more. Zach Goldsmith, mayoral candidate for the Conservative Party, had an absolute nightmare campaign.
Nightmare campaign?
Where he came across as a racist?
Well, yes,
I'm not suggesting that he is a racist, but he didn't come across
Susie great. Is desperate to get a libel suit.
Oh, God, will someone sue me?
Would it be libel or slander? I don't know if it's in...
I'm saying that he came across like that. I think that's what people were saying. I'm not saying that I think that he is that. I'm just saying he came across... He didn't come across as the most open-minded of guys.
I mean, I'm just being... Yes, I know he was criticised for being, yes, certainly quite... inflammatory
xenophobic.
And yeah, potentially xenophobic, yes. But I didn't
burn him at the stake.
But I did have a dream about him last night where he was showing me around a block of flats.
Oh, he's moved into retail, that makes sense.
And there was like a jacuzzi on the top floor.
Did you get
in? Took all his clothes off and got in.
Oh, is he handsome?
Well, he's blonde, isn't he? Quite strapping.
Oh.
But I don't think he's my type, really. You know,
no.
I don't really go for mayoral candidates.
No, that's
not
true.
One of my types.
No, it's not.
But it was a strange dream to have, really. But yeah, well,
dreams are weird, aren't they? Do you think they're telling us something?
Yeah, probably the future.
Do you think?
Mm.
So you think eventually you and Zach Goldsmith,
will be
in a jacuzzi together?
I hope not. I don't think we'd really get on.
You probably wouldn't have a lot to talk about.
I don't think so. But, it was a strange... It was a strange dream.
Mm.
Strange dream. But the EU debate... I think they're doing a lot more sort of live debating about it now.
Yeah, they are.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of anxiety about this sort of... There seems to be a lot of things that could potentially be quite major shifts in the world stage.
Yes.
Like, i.e., if the UK left the EU, I think it would be a major shift. Similarly, if Donald Trump became president of the United States, major shift.
It's okay. Just to move from guys, we're doing a political show.
It's basically Newsnight.
Oh my God, guys! Tell everyone. We're available for question time.
I mean, would you go on question time?
Absolutely not. I've got no facts.
I think it's very difficult, isn't
I've
it, to
no
go on
facts
it?
Facts and pure rage.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all they've got. Particularly the people in the audience.
I don't think
I fancy that. There's a lot of those town halls with angry people like, oh my God, how can you say that? My kids. What about my kids?
I love the sweeping shot they do of wherever they are.
Yeah, with the dramatic music.
There is a chance.
Yes.
It's looking that Donald Trump might get in.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, look,
I don't know what the pollsters are saying at the moment, actually. I don't know where he is
but
in the polls.
Hillary's not having...
But I don't even know. I see, the trouble is I don't know enough about Hillary. Like, she's not actually that loved, is she? She's
no, because from what I see, I'm like... But it's very similar to when the election happened here. Because I was like, well, everyone's Labour, right? We're all Labour. Like, everyone that
Again,
I knew...
Again, impartiality of Susie Ruffle on a broadcast.
Well, yeah. No, we're allowed to be impartial. It's a podcast.
You're right.
Yeah. Do we have to be impartial? No. We're allowed to be partial.
No, yeah, I don't think we're subject to the same Ofcom rules. I don't think we've got the listenership to demand Ofcom's attention that much. I don't know if podcasts are Ofcom.
Sandwich.
Oh, I'm starving.
Yeah, me too.
I had a bowl of all bran with some yogurt. Yeah, wasn't that nice?
No, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Keeps you regular. I had a banana and a Diet Coke.
My God, Susie.
I had a coffee earlier.
That doesn't make it any better.
No, I know.
You need to have a better breakfast than that. Yesterday you had cheesy chips.
I know, I had cheesy chips yesterday. And I'm really trying to be
It's not going
to
get better if we leave the EU.
No,
it
won't
it's just
not.
Be chips with everything. We won't have any more rice or...
Will they take rice back?
Yeah, that's an EU thing.
Is
rice.
It? Cheese?
We'll
only have cheddar. We'll only have Cathedral City.
There was
Gloucester.
Yeah, Red Leicester. Chris Neal, friend of this podcast.
Oh, friend of the pod.
Spinster of this parish. He Facebooked a picture from some one of those sites. I think it was like the Daily Mash, where it said about a weeping plate of Diana, who and this plate is Brexiters flock to the weeping plate of Diana. This man said it's all a spoof of kind of Brexiters being obsessed with Diana. And how the EU is going to take all our rights away and Diana's weeping for our country. But I feel like there's so much misinformation about the EU.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I think they will be taking back things like paella.
Yes.
And it'll go back to be called paella.
Paella, yeah.
And also pesetas as well.
Yeah. I mean, no one's using pesetas anymore. You know that, right?
No, yeah, I know, but they will start to.
They'll start to use pesetas again.
We'll start calling the euro, yeah, pesetas. And francs.
Francs.
Remember a franc? Oh,
yeah, and a
10
Deutschmark?
Francs per pound. And Deutschmark bitte, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the euro is really convenient.
It's really convenient. Now, what would it mean?
Mm.
So my issue is that my mum has some friends in Benidorm.
I thought, so that's who she goes to visit?
Yeah, there's just like loads of people out there. She just knows people. But if we come out of the EU...
All those people potentially might come home.
Yeah, that's a worry, isn't it?
Real worry.
Think of all those people that live in Tenerife.
Yeah, they need to stay there.
Yeah, like
stay there.
Yeah.
As far away from me as possible.
I would far sooner have, you know, a lot of migrant workers.
Of course,
than
Oh my God.
Terry and Carol from...
Terry and Carol, is that your mum's friends?
Emsworth. No.
Emsworth. Good
Move
place.
Move back.
Where is Emsworth?
She's not far from Pompey.
Oh, really? I always imagine it would be somewhere in Essex.
No.
Like somewhere on the Central Line.
It's quite nice, Emsworth, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, it's quite raw.
Oh, I've never been to Emsworth.
Well, wonderful.
Then I've never been to me. But the... excuse me. Well, I don't know. I imagine those people who've lived there for a long time will be able to apply for visas. Probably. But I don't know.
And what will it mean for, like, will we have to get, like, a visa to go on holiday?
Well, it'll probably be, like, yeah,
no,
maybe.
When you go to America, oh, my God.
Yeah.
When you go through the thing at bloody JFK.
Oh, yeah, queue up for ages and then
oh
be
Oh, my God. They were like,
grilled.
Why are you here for 4 days? I was
Why
like, I'm in New York.
Yeah,
like,
come to see some shows.
Yeah, like, what
Hamilton.
Do you think I'm going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're all like that, aren't they? Border force.
But in America, they fucking love a uniform, don't they? They're like,
they
excuse me, ma'am, ma'am, could you stop?
My
ma'am,
goodness.
You're like,
oh, please,
dude,
please calm down.
Calm
Firstly,
down.
Calm down. Secondly, we're not that bothered.
Thirdly, I'm British.
Thirdly, I'm British. the end of all conversations. Yeah.
I think you're fine. Thank you.
Okay, firstly, I'm British. And no, I don't know. I don't know how that... That seems to be the thing that they're using a lot of the time to be like, well, I have to start, you know, it'll be much more difficult to go on holiday. But I do... I like being part of Europe. I like being part of those European countries. I mean, I think the thing to remember about the EU, though, it is an economic unit.
Yes.
You know, it's not like... It's not all like hippy-dippy, let's all be in this together. It is about trade.
That's yeah, the, that is the, what it's about. But how much will that change things? Because presumably... Some people are saying, oh, it would change everything. We can't be a free market. But yeah. Then other people go, well, America is, China is. Well, you just make it work.
Just find a way, don't
just
you?
Find a way.
Just find a way. You just find a way. I don't know. And people said, like, Switzerland does all right. But the thing is, like, well,
but they've got all that chocolate. We don't have chocolate.
All that
money.
Chocolate, all those clocks, they're very punctual, as discussed. They're very punctual. And also a lot of cuckoo clocks. So they're fine. But I think as well, like, they've always been on their own. I think it's a bit scary to be like, oh, at this
we've
point.
We've decided to opt out.
Yeah.
It's like being in a marriage for years.
Yes. And then you get divorced. I mean, we all know, we've all got friends of our mums and dads who didn't do well in the divorce. They don't live in a very nice flat anymore. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Everything's
they're
a bit
not
sad.
Happy. Everything's a bit sad. Maybe they do
some
Amdram.
People do all right out of the divorce.
Some people do really well.
Some people
true.
Are like, oh, God, now I'm free.
Now
and
I'm free
really
and I can really enjoy myself. And there are people like that in our mum and dad's friendships. Yeah, absolutely.
Start going out. Like maybe start like salsa lessons.
I think that's quite a common thing, isn't it? Get your divorce through booking the salsa dancing.
Yeah, I think that some solicitors
that.
Offer that as a
as part of the
package.
Part of the package. That is great part of the settlement agreement. But some people don't do so well, and I don't really know why.
No.
And also some people like rely on like common law marriage. That's not a thing. It doesn't entitle
no.
you to many rights, I don't think.
No, I don't think it does.
You know, just because you live with somebody, you've got to get it on paper. You've got to.
You're very pro-marriage today.
Very pro-marriage. Usually quite anti-marriage, aren't I?
Yeah,
today,
you've really changed it.
The thing is, I'll change my opinion. I've got a lot of opinions, but I will change them depending.
And I'm willing to be swayed.
I'm willing to be swayed.
I'm a floating voter.
Depending on how many coffees I've had. Are you quite a floating voter?
No, I'm always Labour.
Yeah.
Again, impartial raffle.
Yeah, no, well, I just said
I'm even using a red microphone today.
You are. I was using a yellow microphone.
Lib Dem?
No, but that was just the one that was available.
Oh.
But now I've moved to the neutral black with the Audio Boom logo on it. Changing it up.
Do you think people care?
No. But, so I don't know how much it'll change things.
How much do we export, Tom?
Big question. Don't have
small
the answer. Small answer from me. Don't know. How much in general do we export?
What
do we export?
Yeah, because like...
I think it's manufacturing mainly.
Right.
I think it's often seen as like, oh, we're not a manufacturing country, but I think manufacturing is still a massive part of our
but
export.
But like, we've like lost all of like...
I mean, the mills aren't there anymore.
The mills, the mines aren't there either.
I don't know if that's considered manufacturing, but yes.
Closed down all of the car manufacturing companies.
All the car manufacturing companies. Not all of them.
Steel, that place closed, didn't it?
Steel, that place closed, didn't it? I really don't...
I am available for any...
Yeah, I know.
Anyone
like,
wants to interview me
and you don't
about
want to
my...
question time why? I don't know. I think most of our exports are to the EU. I think financial services are a big part of it. And
right.
I think... But then I think that's... I don't know. I think that's the problem, is that it's quite complicated. Like a lot of political issues, I always think this is like, they're always banded around on the news. Like, it's just like, just make up your mind. And I think they never really presented, like, no one ever acknowledges, like, it's really complicated. So just sit down and listen to this for a minute.
Yeah.
No,
there was a great image on the internet that was like, these are the people that think we should stay in the EU and the people that we should leave.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Saying that we should leave were like Donald Trump.
Yeah, right,
and
yeah.
And Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
And I think Jeremy Clarkson.
Neil Hamilton.
Yes.
Subject of a great musical on
yes.
Broadway at the moment, Hamilton.
Congratulations, Neil.
It's so great to see your life being celebrated.
And then people to stay are like Barack Obama.
Yeah, I mean, the whole, like, it's interesting how they, like, enlist support like that, isn't it?
Well, that's what they do in the American presidential race, don't they?
Do they?
They'll always be like, oh, yeah, like, when Barack Obama was running, like, Jay-Z like, was, like, tweeting about how he was going to write, how he was going to... vote for him.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. They're
and,
really
like, Sarah Silverman released a video about why she was voting for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yes. Now, that's interesting. I don't really know anything about Bernie Sanders. All I know is about Hillary Clinton and how she stuck by Bill after the blowjobs.
Yeah. Stand by your man.
Yeah.
She'd stay in the EU.
She would stay in the EU, I think.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Very international. Very, because she's first... What is she? No, states...
Secretary of State, she was.
Secretary of State. Yeah, I don't understand a lot of their politics.
No,
I mainly know it through House of Cards.
I don't understand what they do, really.
Yeah, I think Secretary of State is like our foreign secretary.
Yeah.
And then I think...
But does that just mean she types in different languages?
Yeah, she
probably.
Just types in different languages, touch typing. That's what a secretary does. And then... What else is there? What else do they have? What's their home? Do they have a home one?
Oh, Tom, oh. I only watch Veep. I
know. Do you? Veep? No, I've never really got into Veep.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, people say it's good. She's good, isn't she? She's so funny. And she's funny in Arrested Development as well, isn't she?
And she's funny in everything. She's obviously amazing in Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's how she made her name, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Hmm. Is she the daughter of Jamie? No, who's the other Dreyfus?
I've got no idea.
Is she part of the Dreyfuses?
I don't know the Dreyfuses.
Richard Dreyfus? Is he a thing?
No.
Oh God, that coffee's really good, like gone to my head.
Is it all the brandy you had in it?
Oh, it's all the cognac I put in it. I did that when I was flying back with Air New Zealand from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
They said, would you like a drink after dinner? And I said, yes, what have you got? And she said, we've got a lovely cognac. I had to use every muscle in my body not to laugh in her face. But then I'm not a nice person.
No, you're not.
Bloody snob, aren't I?
Yeah.
Bloody snob. That's another thing my parents learnt in Spain in the old days. For a euro, you could get a coffee and a brandy in Javier on the seafront. And
for
I was
one
think,
euro?
Yeah, in the day. I don't know if it's still the case. It's probably 10 euros now. Things have changed.
Times are changing.
Subprime mortgage, credit crunch. Anyway, they say that, and I always think that's impossibly glamorous to have a cognac.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock in the morning with a cup of coffee. Oh, I just think it's so Spanish.
It is.
Molto, molto, muy español.
Yeah, see, I think that. I think, like, oh, I love the idea of a breakfast wine. Mm. And then I think, oh, do I have a problem?
Well, I sometimes think that you have a problem. No, I sometimes think that, like, Prosecco and stuff, like, I'm sure the Italians have that with breakfast. Because yeah. You can have champagne with breakfast in the UK, that's fine. But you can't have a Shiraz.
No.
You can't have a Cabernet Sauvignon with breakfast.
No, or, like, a pint of Scrumpy.
You can't unless you're at an airport. Those are the rules.
Yeah, why is that? It's like jungle law.
It is, isn't it?
Or survival of the fittest.
Martial law.
Wetherspoons.
If you can get to the Wetherspoons at Gatwick Terminal North, North Terminal. What is that Gatwick? What is that Wetherspoons called? It's called like the Happy Flyer or something.
Yeah, there's one called the Hope, and I always think that's such a funny name for a Wetherspoons.
Such a lack
they are
of.
The most like everyone in a Wetherspoons has given up hope.
Oh, but I've told you, Mum and Dad love Wetherspoons.
Oh, so did mine.
They got on the train the other day with their gold cards to go to Tunbridge Wells because there's a Wetherspoons there that's made out of a converted opera house, and they went there with some of the neighbours. They went, they had a curry and a pint
for like
poppadoms included
each.
And it was like £8 all in. Went for a walk around the Pantiles, came home, had the time of their lives, loved it.
My nan loves Wetherspoons, and not because she drinks, but because
did
they,
she not?
No, nan doesn't drink. She's 94.
Ooh, wow, that's
I mean,
good, isn't
if
it?
I was 94,
if I was 94,
drinking,
I would be
absolutely smashed.
And I would be doing all the drugs.
Would you?
Yeah, 94. What you know?
What are you going to lose? Can you imagine? Oh, my nan died of a coke overdose.
I mean, it would be unusual.
Can you imagine that on the death certificate?
It would be
death by misadventure.
What a way to go!
What a way to go!
Misadventure.
That's
very,
a cool
very good friend of mine. that would be a good drag name. There must be a drag queen called Misadventure.
Yeah, there must be.
But. What were we saying there? Oh, your nan loves the Wetherspoons. What does she do in there?
She likes the they have lots of dinners, don't they?
Oh.
Dinners that old people will like.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, fish and chips and stuff.
Fish and chips, pie and mash.
Do they?
Sausage and mash.
Lovely blue patterned plates as well.
They do something like gammon, egg, pineapple and chips.
Oh, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love a ring of pineapple.
Oh my God, yeah.
A ring of gammon. Oh, I love that. I love that. A ring of gammon.
That sounds horrible.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm just laughing because I'm a child. Because me and Tony were talking the other day about the fact that we're going to have to get our engagement, get your engagement ring polished.
Oh my goodness!
You have
goodness,
to ring somewhere and say, "I'm going to talk about my ring polish." And it's really childish.
Really childish. Where would you go? Hatton Garden. That seems to be where people go.
Soho. Yeah.
No, a lovely girl up there does it. Like anal bleaching. That was a thing, wasn't it?
I think it still is.
Really? I feel like it was very much circa 2013.
I wouldn't fancy putting some Dettol.
No, I think you have to do it by. I think you have to do it with a qualified.
Do it by appointment.
By appointment only. Don't just squirt a lot of toilet duck up there and hope for the best. Do not do that.
No
You'll
walk-ins.
Be very ill. No walk-ins available. You have to book an appointment. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people seem to love that. It was a bit like vajazzling, or felt a bit contrived, if you ask me.
What did you think?
You know,
I think if someone took down their trousers and they had a glittery ninny.
A glittery nunny.
A glittery nunny.
Sounds like a sort of knight on a cruise ship.
The glittery
Tonight
nunny?
Tonight is the glittery nunny. Sounds like, or maybe something that's celebrated in Scotland.
Oh, yes. Like, it's the glittery nunny.
It's the glittery nunny.
Take your nana, the glittery nunny.
Of course. Well, now we'll recite the Robbie Burns poem. Upon the glittery nunny.
Upon the glittery nunny.
And if someone did do that, they pulled their trousers down, and they had a Gertrudini, how would you respond?
Oh, I don't know. I'd feel like it was a chandelier.
Yes, it would be confusing, wouldn't
Maybe
it?
Clap.
Clap, yeah. It would be dazzled by the vajazzled.
Yeah.
It depends what the lighting's like. What if it's in the dark? It's just going to be scratchy. Oh, my God. Always thinking of the practical.
But, like, I mean, like, if you've got CW drawers.
How does it stick on? Is it glue?
Yeah, I think like a Pritt stick.
Like a Pritt stick.
Or
like
put it all over and then just stick it on.
Just stick it where you need it.
Yeah.
Or
and then you shake.
Shake it off to get off
the... Shake off the... Do you remember doing that when you do, like,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Shake off the... And then try and get that back into the little tube.
I mean, why didn't they call it a glitterous?
Because I don't think you do your actual glitterous.
See, that's where my knowledge of the area falls down.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I know more about the EU than I do about...
And you know absolutely fucking about the EU.
As has been discussed, I don't really know much about the EU, except for coffee and brandy in the morning. But, so it sticks on, bit of PVA.
Bit
with
of
those,
PVA.
With those spatulas that you used to get. Copy decks with a brush.
Oh.
Screw top lid.
Yeah.
And then, so...
Do people in your school used to put that on their hands and then pick it off?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. Like you've been burnt. But the so they stick it on and then do you have to wait for it to dry, presumably.
I assume so. But
and then
stick,
yeah, sorry.
You put your drawers on, but then do you think it's I assume. Like you know when you walk, do you reckon it's a bit scratchy around the sides?
It must be a bit scratchy around the sides, I reckon.
Or do you reckon you don't do your whole V? Do you just do a little bit?
I don't know. I think it depends on how many joules you're willing to fork out for.
Or how
literally.
Yeah.
Or what?
Literally.
Oh, good. And what? Or what were you going to say?
I don't know. Just did you do it in a shape?
Would you do it in a shape? Maybe in like, maybe like you could get an S done.
For Susie?
Yeah. Because I think it's always nice to have like a monogrammed vagina.
In case anyone's forgotten my name.
In case it gets lost in the wash. And then I think, I don't know. I mean, I think it must be a bit scratchy for all concerned, really.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds very nice.
Yeah, I don't think it's a very nice idea. I mean, tattoos.
Sure.
I often think, why haven't they invented a more sort of temporary tattoo? Even the one that lasts like 6 months or a year. That would be fun. I'd be up for that.
Would you?
Mm.
What would you have?
Probably just my name.
You'd have your own name on your arm?
Yeah, on my back, all the way across my back, and then a massive picture of a lion and my face melding into one, to use your word.
Oh, God, I love that.
Yeah, that's what I'd have.
Like a tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Like your lower back?
All across my back. That's
all
what I want.
Your back?
Yeah,
oh, that'd be so nice.
And then I want, like, pictures of, like names of people on my arm.
And then what about one of, like, Princess Diana?
On the other arm.
That'd be really
But the,
nice.
The names on the first arm would be, like, people who have died. And their dates.
But, like, who? Like...
Don't know yet.
Winston Churchill?
Yeah, historical figures.
Historical figures or, like...
And then, like, people who meant something to me.
Oh, like Nan.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw someone in the airport when I was coming back from Spain the other week.
Very conspiratorial tone. I love it. Go on.
Yeah. He had a tattoo of a tear on his cheek. Now, what does that mean? That's something to do with prison, isn't it? Does that mean that he killed someone?
I think that's what it's meant to mean, yeah.
I mean, unusual. A tear on a man doesn't make you look like a clown.
Tears of a clown, send in the clown.
They're already here. I was tempted to go up to him and ask, so what are you in for?
No, Tom, you can never go up to someone and say, I'm so sorry, excuse me, sir.
Excuse, I don't mean to interrupt your pint.
and
this morning. Yeah.
And pork pie, but...
But may I just ask, is that a tear on your face?
And
or
does
are you
that
pleased
mean?
To see me? Or, well, let me tell you, rest assured,
go
he
on.
Was not on the BA flight. No, no.
So he got home on time?
Yeah, he got home on time. I was on the BA flight.
That's
going to
make
snacks.
No sense to you if you didn't listen to last week's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on like the Monarch flight, I think.
Monarch?
A very different brand.
Now, would your parents say, what a Monarch, if someone had a really long name?
Oh, no, that's a good phrase, though.
Yeah.
Oh. I told you my dad says it's cold enough for handbag when it's cold.
Yeah, I don't know
doesn't
what that
make
means.
Any sense, does it? If anybody does know what it means, do
cold enough for handbag.
Cold enough for handbag. But your mum and dad would say monarch. What a monarch.
Yeah, like if someone was called, like,
Eldred.
Jonathan, Luke, diddle-a-da, Smith. Like, you know, if someone's got, like, a double-barreled name.
What a monarch. And is that meant in a sort of insulting way?
Kind, like, just in, like, sort of a joke. You're like, oh, God, what a monarch.
Oh, what a monarch. They wouldn't say that, but I wish they did.
Bring it in.
So, you know, tears on your face, tattoos. This means something.
Not good.
Not a great look. I think anything above the neck is always dangerous. It's always precarious.
Oh, yeah.
Face tattoos. I saw some of those in Birmingham at the weekend. I think that's dangerous too.
Mm.
Unless maybe you're getting...
It's sort of deciding that you're never going to be in society.
You've very much made up your mind you never want to be a solicitor.
Or have any sort of service job.
Or any kind of job where you're like, yeah, where you're public facing. I mean, do you think I could get a weave tattooed on my head?
Well, no, when you say weave...
Is that like... That's like a wig, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kind of, it's a wig that you sew into your hair.
Ah, problem.
Which would be the issue.
No hair.
You want a syrup.
Could I get a syrup tattoo? Would that look good or what?
I think it might look bad.
Why?
Because it would just look like you've coloured in the top of your head.
Imagine if I did that, coloured in the top of my head.
Oh, God, it would look terrible.
It would look so terrible, but I would do it.
Yeah, and I would stand by you the whole way.
Well, you know in America you have to have hair to get on.
No, you've spoken to me about this before. Go on.
Well, it doesn't matter how ridiculous you look, you have to have hair in America.
I.e. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Barry Manilow. I mean, he's got the same hairdo as Rod Stewart and Gloria Hunniford. It looks ridiculous, but you've got to have hair because the idea of looking bald is like such a like giving up to like be bald and old. So you can't be bald. You'd be better off with like a nan wig than
a nan wig,
like a wig that makes you look like you've got a nan's haircut.
What would that be like? A perm?
Like a Gloria Hunniford? Like a Gloria Hunniford, Barry Manilow, basically.
Wow.
Yeah, Americans can't do that. That's why Donald Trump has to have hair. If he shaved his hair, people would be like, oh my God, he's just old, I'm not interested in him. Crazy hair, oh, we can make fun of it, but it's still better.
That's nuts, isn't it?
That's nuts. Very nuts.
Do we have bowling people?
Yeah, but not that many, really. William Hague didn't do well, did he? Couldn't lead the Tory party.
What does it mean? What do they mean?
It's about youthfulness and virility, I think. People are like...
But you like youth and vera.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
What does vera mean?
I don't actually know. I think it means sort of energetic, but it might mean something to do with sex.
I thought it meant something to do with sex, which is why I felt awkward after I said that you look virile.
Oh, well, we said it now. But listen, we're running out of time here.
But I hope that we've helped you decide which way you're going to vote.
Yeah, hopefully we've made up your mind. I would also say, I think we should just bring this up.
Go on.
The artwork of this podcast is dog shit.
Absolutely terrible.
Like, one of the worst images. Like, I just think it's so bad. Everybody says it.
Everyone tells us how bad it is. We're really sorry about that.
We're really sorry. We like it sort of to look a bit homemade-y, but now it's gone beyond
the joke. But we're going to start putting pictures on, so maybe this week we'll have a picture.
Maybe we'll have a picture. Or maybe we could speak to Eamon about using the poster from our forthcoming tour.
Yeah. Oh,
segway. So we're touring in the autumn, we'd love you to come and see us. And we're going to places like Devon and
Manchester, Cambridge,
somewhere in Oxfordshire.
Banbury.
Banbury. You know, places like that. So
we're going all over the shop.
We're going all over the shop.
Added in.
We're adding some new dates in. So do have a look at our website.
Please come.
TomIndeed.com.
Or SusieRuffle.co.uk.
Have a look at where we're at. We'd love to see you at a show. Come see us. And thank you for joining us. We hope you have a nice week and everything.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week for sure on Like-Minded Friends.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.